Jerry, we have two options. Now that we have this shuttle, we can go back to that shithole, pack everything we got, and go on a long-range search for a new home.
What's the other option?
We fight the DeVal Group. The guy started building on a system that doesn't even belong to him.
That's going to take the whole week just to get there. We bought the shuttle used. It must be 46, maybe 47 years old. You want to fight those guys with this piece of crap?
The thing is, look, finding a home could take months, if not a year, maybe even more if things don't go well. But if we try, infiltrate, set off bombs and stuff, we might start something.
Look, Dan, if we start trying to find a new home now, we'll find it earlier. Isn't that what matters at this point?
Our system doesn't matter to you anymore? It doesn't matter that some dude arrived with hundreds of billions of dollars?
Trillions.
What?
Trillions. I was told their budget was over a dozen trillion.
Whatever, that's a detail. I heard hundreds of billions. Whichever way, this rich guy shows up and just randomly decides to build on our home planets? What about us? We're still alive. There's thousands of us Valkorian survivors.
That's right. Thousands. Whom all do not possess the funds nor the ability to rebuild the system. That one guy does.
Right, but it's still our home. We were there first. I don't want to abandon a chance at getting it back. They're driving us out, man, don't you see?
The demolition by those spacefish drove us out way before the DeVal Group began rebuilding the place.
Granted, but I should have the right to go there. Hell, that place is our home. I took my first dump there. We should at least have a say on how they rebuild.
Dan, honestly, I don't like it either. But I don't think we'll be much effect if we take it up to those trillionaires.
Jerry, trust me. We should really do this. We have nothing to lose.
My life?
Look, we can shoot their construction shuttles and stuff.
How about going about this diplomatically? How about we try and ask DeVal to turn some land over? This way we have a better chance at, like, not getting really well killed.
We ask for the whole system back? Are you crazy?
There's what, 20,000 of us left just about?
I'd say the count of remaining Falkorians is less than that. About 17,000 of us survived.
Then 17,000? Of course, giving us a planet would only be fair, but right now all we need is a city, to the least.
So you want to fly to Falkor, demanding to Mr. Dwayne DeVal, the sudden trillionaire, to grant you the right to claim a city in the name of the Falkorian survivors?
Well, that's the plan.
Just set course. We'll try that first.
Computer, set course for Falkor.
Long-range destination set. Voyage time, 5 days, 2 hours, 32 minutes.
Well, what if they refuse?
I don't know what. We can't let them just take our home like that. I'm thinking that regrouping all the survivor Falkorians and arranging a mass protest would be a good way to persuade them.
I want to defend my home, Dan, but I also don't want to get stabbed by a particle missile.
I'm not sure about the not wanting to get killed anymore, man. I've lost my home. Other people are building over there. If I've lost my home, what have I got to lose now?
Yeah, but don't forget, we're dealing with trillionaires.
Here, let me break out the scotch. DeFalcor.
DeFalcor.
And now, a BDO Radio original production. Drug Ring 2167. Starring Budweiser. Episode number 10.
Buster Waltrick wanted to begin as an interplanetary drug commissioner in the biggest way possible, and he couldn't have gotten any luckier. From the moment he entered the cabins of the NSS 420, right after being hired by drug ring owner Dwayne DeVal, life suddenly stopped being dull.
All right, Buster, two things you have to know. A, you're on my ship, and B, the weed's on Deck 5, Chamber 8A.
He met a crew. Dwayne DeVal, drug ring owner and captain of the drug ring's flagship, the NSS 420. Samson Haley, the starship's first officer, who is completely addicted to crack. Eddie, the helmsman. Sven, an armory officer who thinks real life is a game of battleship. And Abdullah, a fanatic Islamist who serves as an engineer on the ship. Just as Buster was experiencing the first long-range starship undocking of his life, minutes after being introduced to the crew, Dwayne DeVal forced his helmsman Eddie to make a mistake and accidentally hit the edge of the docking gate. An engine was completely torn off.
Captain, what the fuck are you doing?
the starship crashed.
The crew quickly called in for a replacement starship, as their mission consisted of a large crack cocaine delivery in an area called the Silvershine Zone, and time was a factor. After a series of incidents, the crew finally got the replacement vessel, labeled the NSS 421, to lift off from Earth and wander into space. At last, the NSS 421 made its arrival on time for the merchandise delivery. After another series of unfortunate events following the delivery of the drugs, the starship NSS 421 was thrown to the ground of a planet called Falkor 6. Over there, Buster Waltrick made his first acquaintance with an electro pimp. The robotic pimps offered him some pleasure, and he promptly accepted.
I'm the electro pimp 4.86. I am here to offer your bitches.
Buster enjoyed his sexual experience, and upon leaving, accidentally urinated on a supercomputer. This supercomputer turned out to be the unit that controls the entire network of electropimps. It malfunctioned. Every single electropimp around began attacking anyone nearby.
Perpetrator, give us our dough, bitch. You must be whack, yo. Bitch, give us our dough.
During this time, our crew evaded the pimps, trying to keep business going as usual. They visited a planet called Maltrio, where Buster was told the story of the Silvershine Zone. A story that most people thought was a myth. The old man explained that the area in which the Silvershine Zone exists is a vortex of degradation.
It's what turned this place into the rectum of the universe.
Simply put, one of the universe's trash collectors. The forces of the vortex of degradation couldn't necessarily be seen, but they could be very well felt. Only bad things occurred in the area. Crime, depravity, chaos. Nothing could survive in the zone without being desolate. The old man on Maltrio gave Buster Waltrick a very old pocket-sized navigation unit with specific presets. This, the old man said, was a map to find what he referred to as a key. A key that could, when used, suddenly restore some light and good in the Silvershine Zone. It had been used in the past, but over the years, the Silvershine Zone would return to what it was before. An undesirably large agglomeration of hard drug dealers, criminals, and other evil people operating a sadly dirty, unmaintained group of solar systems to their profit, ruining lives of billions with drug addiction and other crime. This key was made by monks who lived near the Silvershine Zone in an ancient time, more than hundreds of billions of years ago. This group of monks, trying to go about their simple lives, constantly had crackheads intruding on their planet, breaking into their homes and stealing completely meaningless objects like their delicious tea leaves or the VCR player. They one day created this key to solve the problem. Later in the story, Buster was caught on tape by the residents of Falkor 6 and was quickly called to order.
Mr. Waltrick, that little bitch! Haul his drunken ass into our computer network room and motherfucking piss on the supercomputer that be running the electro-pimp network!
The superiors of the Falkor solar system wanted to punish Buster Waltrick for damaging their electro-pimp network's supercomputer, and a trial was held.
We plan on sentencing the defendant with punishment code SD22!
Through negotiation, Captain Dwayne DeVal had the opportunity to transfer Buster's sentence and apply it to Haley instead.
There'll be any rocks there, man.
Yes, Haley! It'll be rock heaven!
Yeah, man! Cool, man! I'm going, man!
Haley was sent off the NSS 421 into the hands of the Falkorians, who carried out Buster's sentence onto the infamous crackhead. They required him to prostitute himself without salary.
Surrender now! Amen! Ah!
With a little cunning and a lot of desire for more crack, Haley managed to escape his holding cell and retrieved his shuttle. He set course for a destination he found on an ancient pocket-sized navigation device from which he had copied the data. Haley, believing the map he had copied showed the way to a cracked treasure, flew to its destination and landed in a very special cave with a mystical, very old man waiting.
Welcome, my son. You are the first visitor in a long, long time.
Wow, man, that's cool.
The old man instructed him to select out of dozens of crack pipes and then consume a crack rock with the chosen device. Should Haley have chosen the wrong one, he would have died after consuming the crack. But this did not happen.
Man. Am I gonna die, man?
You are not going to die, my son.
Haley had unexpectedly found the ancient, now mythical key successfully. The key was activated. What believers of the monk's legend about the vortex of degradation did not know is that the key did not activate anything magical or spontaneous. The key activated a very ancient system that released millions of biomechanic, unmanned space vessels resembling piranhas, without fins or tails. These space piranhas proceeded to completely eating the surface off nearby planets.
Analysis shows that these planets have been eaten clean away!
Their construction was incredibly clever. The piranhas were equipped with the ability to convert matter they ate into the materials required to build more space piranhas. Thus, the more the piranhas ate, the more new piranhas were built, and the numbers grew uncontrollably. But a secret weapon was found only moments before the piranhas achieved their goals. The NSS 421 crew, along with help from some friends, discovered that piranhas eating Uber Crack, the intensively strong, altered version of crack cocaine, were slowing down, even failing. The forces remaining in the Silvershine Zone put their efforts together and rigged a few systems with excessive amounts of Uber Crack for the piranhas to eat.
Piranhas have all shut down. The software keeping them together as a network has overloaded.
The plan worked, and the piranhas failed to complete their work of destroying the Silvershine Zone. But little was left. The area had gone from hundreds of solar systems to only three. While Buster and Dwayne attempted to set their focus on keeping whatever existing drug business was left going smoothly, the people from the Sierra Solar System, Haley's home, located several light years from the Silvershine Zone, sent military officers to spy on, intercept, and if necessary, attack leaders in the area.
We are the CSMPF, Sierra System's military police fleet.
Believing they had completely lost their beloved officer, Samson Haley, they wanted to take their revenge out on the Silvershine Zone. Samson Haley was finally reunited with his fellow Sierrians by a coincidence involving Jesus, Dwayne Duval, and the NSS 421.
Samson Haley?
Yes, man!
Fleet! Ceasefire! Ceasefire!
The Sierrians were informed of Haley's responsibility for the Silvershine Zone's devastation, and they suddenly became proud of him for it. Very, very proud.
And now I present Admiral Samson Haley!
The Sierra Solar System's government immediately graduated Haley to Admiral and put in motion a $20 trillion plan to rebuild one of the demolished solar system's planets in the Silvershine Zone. As per Haley's request to, quote, get more crack, man, unquote, the Sierrians agreed to build crack production factories on the system they would be rebuilding. The system chosen? Falcor.
You know, 20 trillion is a ridiculous amount,
given it was the largest and, relatively speaking, the best one to reuse. Very little floating debris remained, and the planet's surfaces were not as rugged as on some other worlds. To get the construction underway, Haley referred Dwayne Duval, who was approached by the Sierrians with a description of their project and a request to entrust him with all the tasks, given Sierra's population knew nothing of crack and needed a specialist in the matter to proceed with the construction of the factories. The construction crews were hired, and the rebuilding began. Soon, the Silvershine Zone would be composed of four habitable solar systems, and Dwayne Duval's network would finally have crack in mass quantities again, something they hadn't had the luxury of getting since the zone was decimated. The crew then fell at hands with the effects of a recurring anomaly.
Yeah, these fucking things appear out of almost nowhere!
The starship NSS 421 has now been hit with several spatial distortion shockwaves in only a matter of half an hour. Each time, someone in the crew or some part of the ship is either damaged, altered, switched, or even completely moved. To sum up, the year 2167, one drug ring commissioner, one drug ring owner, one huge starship, a huge replacement to the initial huge starship, a very awkward crew, the Earth, uber crackheads, addicts to an altered version of crack, not unlike zombies, electro pimps, robotic pimps, auto sex stations, floating, fully automated virtual sex hall space stations, supreme pimps, mafia bosses, i.e. Gino LaCopa, an idiotic crackhead, Samson Haley, a key, space piranhas, and a large area of the Milky Way known as the Red Light District of the Galaxy, named the Silvershine Zone, are the ingredients in the recipe that brewed the big mess our crew have gotten themselves in. At their last encounter with one of the mysterious shockwaves, the crew suddenly found themselves with their sexes inverted. Dwayne, Buster, Eddie, Sven, Rajid, Haley, and Abdullah all must cope with their new, free, and unexpected sex changes.
What the hell, man? Eddie, tell me we can undo this!
Captain, these things don't have any undo feature, I think!
Man! Girl! This is confusing! I'm all confused! Captain! What, Sven? Do you think I'm... What? Do you think I, pretty? Good look. Sven, you're fine. And how's my hair?
Captain, it's just fantastic. Ooh, but my nails aren't.
I think there's a planet left around here that has really good salons with the best manicurists.
Captain, there's a ship that wants to talk to us.
Put him on. Hi, this is Captain Dwayne Duval of the NSS 421. How can I help you?
Hello?
Yes, what do you want?
Wait a minute.
Who are you?
Mr. Dwayne?
Yes.
Why are sensors registering only women on your ship? You look like men.
Your sensors must be faulty.
Well, they usually aren't. See, we're looking for chicks to party with, and our computer says there's several women on your ship. Can we speak to them?
Like I said, I'm afraid your sensors are not working right.
No, Mr. Duval, it appears our sensors are fine. We just ran diagnostics.
Well, I don't know then.
Wait a minute, are you men all like semi-post-op or something? Is that why this is happening? You know, we're so desperate, we could work around that. We need pussy, you see?
How about you double back and leave us alone?
Come on! You know you girls that look like men want it!
Look, no, let me explain. This isn't what you think.
Look, all we need is some hot, sweaty sex.
Captain, shockwave incoming. Should I avoid it?
No, let's take our chance. We might be able to revert this.
Yeah, even better. I'll fly right into it. I'm scared, Dwayne.
Me too, Buster.
Hug me.
Wow, are you guys okay? We just saw something really weird hit you. Hello? NSS 421. Mr. Duval? Hello?
What just happened?
Let me review the bridge video.
Hey, Captain! My one-eyed monster is back, yeah?
Hey, wait! Eddie, mine too!
Cool! I'm a man again, too!
So what did happen? Can you see?
Yeah, we momentarily turned into cattle.
And what turned us back?
Another shockwave that hit us only moments after the first one.
Wow. Hey, did we forget something?
Hey, yeah, the guy from that starship.
Eddie, view screen!
Here you go, Captain!
Holy crap!
It tore their ship into bits! What did I tell you?
Wow, these things are getting stronger.
Space and time. An incomprehensible set of rules and laws that sometimes are bent to their limit, resulting in catastrophic effects, most often with random, usually unwanted consequences. What our crew is dealing with is a recurring series of moving rifts in the time-space continuum. These shockwave-like anomalies, whose source is yet unknown, are indeed becoming steadier and stronger, especially in the area the NSS 421 is monitoring. A shockwave of the sort is not completely unknown to scientists, but knowledge of them is very limited, as most instances of these strange time and space displacements do not occur the same way, and each carry their original properties. For instance, a shockwave hitting this audio material
to produce many random, strange, and confusing things, such as an unexpected narrator change, or the story serving up in the rest of the time, an anomaly of the sort would follow through with another one, bearing the opposite properties of its parent instance, reversing the effects from the first hit.
As the crew of the Stranger Starship would have discovered, had they been alive to notice, this secondary anomaly would often cause new consequences of their own, which would this time not be reverted. Our crew has gathered enough data, and they have seen enough proof to realize that they are in grave danger should they remain in the area.
Eddie, we're gonna have to zip out of here until we sort this out.
Yeah, granted, Captain!
This isn't good, just as we were regaining control. Why does this crap happen to us?
Maybe because we're drug dealers.
Natural balance, we're getting punished. Good one, Dwayne. No, really, this sucks.
I know. I just spoke with the construction crew. They haven't seen any of this happening on the surface.
Not yet, you mean?
Explain, Buster.
Look at our scans. These things are getting stronger and going further. They're happening around the system more and more.
Man. It's eventually going to hit the surface.
Captain, I'm looking for a way to adjust our scanners to see the whole shockwave, not just the moment it turns into a moving rift in time and space, but directly when it forms at the source.
Do that. It's a must that we not get hit again. Shit, we've got damage from...
Yeah, Captain, we're being paged.
Put it on. This is Dwayne DeVal of the NSS 421. What is it?
Mayday, mayday. NSS 421. This is construction cargo ship HBF-667. We have a serious situation.
What's going on?
We've been hit twice by some strange shockwaves. Two of our crew sexes have been inverted. I think there's one raping the other right now. They're highly unstable. Six others have been injured because the particle generators we're carrying have become erratic from those things that crashed into us.
You're getting hit too?
You know about these things?
Not really. We've experienced a few ourselves so far. We're looking into the matter.
This gets worse. We suddenly have a rhinoceros on board. That, and two cats. Coincidentally, three of our crew are completely missing.
They're not missing.
What?
The animals. That's your crew members right there.
That can't... This... Well, this is awful. Please, tell us there's a way to revert things. I'm tired of changing kitty litter and shoveling rhinoceros shit.
Stay there. Wait for another shockwave. It's not the best of ideas, but it's the only one we have right now.
Man, my coffee cup was turned into a nice tall glass of urine. Of course, I only noticed while taking a nice big sip.
You guys said you were carrying particle generators to Haley 1?
Yeah, they're using those a lot to generate construction materials.
Those things emit a lot of spatial distortion, don't they?
Dwayne, why didn't we think of that?
You think the generators might be responsible for this?
What else? We can't find anything, and right now we can't even tell where these damn things come from.
Captain, get shit out and fuck now! Shockwave is coming! We have 15 seconds to escape the shoe-throwing vagina head impact!
Eddie!
Yeah, I'm on it already. This time I'm where I want to be.
Phew, man! It missed. Good work, Eddie.
Yeah, thanks, Buster.
You guys okay?
Yeah. Did this one hit you?
Yeah, we're okay. In fact, I think some of the stuff got reverted. Wow, my scans show our three missing crew members are back. Wait, oh, damn. One of my decks is still filled with rhinoceros shit. Guess that's all that's left.
Guys, either go land real fast on the planet or get out of the area. I'll have all other cargo traveling diverted from here until we know how to stop these things.
That'll back up construction by almost a day.
I know, but what can we do? Next thing you know, we'll be finding crew members with assholes for mouths and crossed eyes. They'll be seeing double.
You mean we'll see some of the crew turn into double-crossing, shit-talking assholes? Don't those already exist anyway?
No, you butchered my words around there. Whatever, just evacuate Falcor. I mean Haley. We'll contact you when it's clear again.
No problem. HBF-667. Keep in touch.
Right on.
Meanwhile, on a planet far away from the NSS 421's position...
I'm so happy to be taking these goodies to my grandmother!
Why, hello there, little girl. What's your name?
I'm the Little Red Riding Hood!
And I'm a fucking wolf. A hungry one.
Stop looking at me like that! You have such
Shut up, bitch. I'm about to kill you. Stop talking.
No! No! Get away from me! You have such big teeth!
While the construction was still underway on Haley 1 and 2, transport cargoes were asked to remain out of the area until further notice. This greatly slowed the process on the new planet's grounds as the crews could not get any new tools or materials delivered. Buster and Dwayne got to researching historical databases for older mentions of this problem, while Eddie using his special blue tone monitor, began experimenting with the ship's scanners to adapt them to the frequencies that could better trace the shockwaves.
Captain Man?
What is it, Haley?
Man, do you want to buy some crack, man?
What?
Some crack, man. I want to sell you some crack.
You want to what?
Man, Captain Man, I think, like, you know, if I'm rich now, I must be, like, you know, like, be good at like, business and stuff, man.
What makes you think that?
Man, I said, man, I'm rich. I'm good at this, man. You want to buy some crack?
No, Haley.
Come on, man. It's low priced, man.
Haley, I'm busy. Can't you see the shit sort of hit the fan right now?
Man, only $10 a gram, man.
Haley, will you please... Wait, what?
$10 a gram, man.
Haley, how much did you pay for this crack?
Man, I just paid like $50 a gram, man.
Just leave me alone.
Man, I want to get rich, man. Come on, guys. Buster, man?
Haley, no. I'm busy, too. Plus, don't you notice you're selling your crack at loss?
Loss, man? What? No, man. I'm gonna be richer if I do this, man.
Haley, you pay more and sell for less. You lose money. Deficit.
Man, no, man. I tell you I'm good, man. I'm a business guy thing, you know, man?
Haley, you're a moron is what you are.
Man, no, man. I'm rich, man. I'm a business genius, dude, you know? My crack prices are so low, everyone would buy from me, man. I'd be rich.
Haley, leave me the hell alone. I'm busy.
Buster, I have an idea.
What, Dwayne?
You wanna buy crack, Captain?
Shut up, Haley. Buster, we have to ask the construction teams to shut off their particle generators.
Hey, that's not a bad idea. This way we'll see if they're really causing these things.
Exactly, Buster.
But man, that means more delays.
It's okay. You guys can smoke some cheap crack in the...
Shut up, Haley!
Man.
Buster, we gotta contact our installations and make them do this synchronously. We'll need a plan.
Right on.
Eddie, are the scanners improved for these things yet?
Yeah, Captain, I'll need a few more minutes. I'm onto something.
All right. We'll be a while before the plan is in place. Take your time.
Captain, man, $10 for... Ow, man!
Haley, go back to your quarters. God, you're useless.
The plan was simple. Stop all activity on planets Haley 1 and 2 and wait for a shockwave. If none came within 1 hour, chances would be good that the particle generators used for the production of construction materials are emitting the now dangerously frequent rifts. The NSS 421 returned to orbit around Haley 1 and ordered all personnel on both planets to cease operations. Eddie, having modified the scanners to detect the anomalies from their point of formation, awaited for a sign on the radar monitor.
Eddie, it's been 24 minutes. Anything yet?
Yeah, none. Captain, if it doesn't happen again within the next 5 or 6 minutes, there's good odds we found the problem.
There, I turned Gregory back on.
Greg, no more making us hoes.
Sorry, man, but you were bitches. I'm a pimp. I like pimp. I like money, yo.
Just don't do that shit again.
When do I get to play with the factory?
You mean guard at the factory.
Guard, I'm commando.
As soon as we're through with this and we know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, Captain!
No!
Yes, Captain, another one coming from the planet's surface. It's a big one.
Man, from Haley 1? Are you sure we shut down everything there?
Captain, this shit fuck close everything. Ass shoe-throwing vagina head clit mother shock of wave don't come from construction shit.
Captain, it's headed right for us.
Evasive maneuvers.
Yeah, I can't shake it. It's too damn fast. Impact in 3, 2, 1.
Captain, the crap battleship, we crazy crossing!
Alert! I think we're going down, man!
I gathered that! Hold on, everyone!
We're gonna fall in Haley 1!
Buster, I don't think the ship is going to take this one!
Look, man, this one ripped a piece of the ship off! We have no engines! We're going down hard!
Captain, man, why is it shaking, man?
Haley, hang on to something in your quarters!
I was just about to hit a rock, man, but now, man, I'm gonna try to find it, man!
Haley, just stop that and hold on to something!
Man, I gotta find that rock, man!
Smoke another one instead! You've got a bag full of rocks! Who cares about the one you dropped, you logically impaired accident of birth?
Man, good idea, man!
Impact in 15.
You have 14, 15 seconds, Haley!
13.
Oh man, you sink ship hard!
10. No.
I'm 6.
Rashid, come on! There's already enough noise!
3, 2, 1.
What is left of the NSS 421? Will it be in condition to get off the ground of the planet Haley 1? Is the crew still alive?
Now that we know that the particle generators aren't responsible for the shockwaves, what is responsible? Is there something our crew left out, or is there a mystical force at work? Will Buster Waltrick enjoy his crack hit in the next episode? Find out in episode 11 of Drug Ring 2167. Drug Ring 2167 is written and produced by Budweiser at BDO Radio in Montreal, Canada. In this episode, Halo was the narrator from another dimension, J-Man played the construction cargo ship captain, and Wired Guy played the wolf.